Seated, please. Let's just pray. Oh God, who sees us, invites us, welcomes us, and loves us, thank you that you're here with us this morning. And as we gather with you, God, thank you that you welcome us in our fullness of self, that we are invited to come who we are today, who we are in this moment, that you offer us forgiveness and hope for our future. Thank you that you are a refuge and our strength. Be with us this morning as we celebrate Holy Communion together. May our eyes and our ears and our hearts be open to your ways. Amen. So you may have noticed, unless you're here for the first time, that we're going to do communion a little bit differently today. So we're going to take a couple minutes. There's no hurry, but please don't leave. We're going to take a couple minutes. We're going to take our own chair back to a table. If you are not able to take a chair, don't worry about it. Someone else will do that for you. And we're going to sit in groups around the table. And then I'm going to ask if Daniel and Chris, could you bring the podium back underneath the basketball net for me? That would be great. Thank you. So we're just going to move back to the tables. Please take your own chair or someone else will bring one for you. Thank you. More than just, ideally there's more than just two at a table, so we'll fill some tables, be with each other. Sorry, guys. Sorry?
I said I'm going with Dad. I said Dad doesn't know where he's going.
Oh, he's going. There you go. Thank you. You're good, Katie? Okay. Just here. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's why I didn't carry it. Please take a moment just to say hello to the people at your table, making sure you know one another's names. Just take a moment to greet one another, welcome each other in the name of peace this morning. I want you to know that each of you are welcomed at the table this morning, and you're welcome to fully participate in our communion service. Just before we get started, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to do. There are going to be some slides on the screen, so at one point I'll direct your attention there. I'll be doing some reflecting. You'll be asked to do a couple participatory things around your tables. You are welcome to share or not share. It is totally up to you. And I'm just so glad that we are here to do communion together. Hannah, if you can put up that first slide, we're going to read this together as this becomes the central verse of our service this morning. Let's read together. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Henry Nouwen wrote a book called The Life of the Beloved. And in this book, he reflected on four terms, which he believes well describe what Jesus did with the bread at the Last Supper. And Nouwen wrote, "I have found it helpful to use four words, taken, blessed, broken, and given. These words summarize my life as a priest because each day when I come together around the table with members of my community, I take bread, bless it, break it, and give it. These words also summarize my life as Christian Because as a Christian, I am called to become bread for the world, bread that is taken, blessed, broken, and given. Most importantly, however, he writes, they summarize my life as a human being because in every moment of my life, somewhere, somehow, the taking, the blessing, the breaking, and the giving are happening. I must tell you at this point that these four words have become the most important words of my life. End of quote. And this morning, we are going to use these four words, taken, blessed, broken, given, to bring structure to our time together around these tables of communion. And we will be reflecting and praying and also hopefully remembering the songs, the words of the songs that we have already sung this morning. And we're going to look at all four words as we share the bread and the cup together this morning. So I'm going to ask you to pass around so each person has a serviette and then to pass around the bowl of bread and each person take a piece of bread. If you'd prefer not to have bread, there are rice crackers that haven't touched any bread here. If you would like that, you can raise your hands if you're gluten-free. Hand. So think for a moment. Oh, and we can also hand out Post-its and a pen for everybody. Just take a couple Post-its each and a pen, please. And your piece of bread can just go on your napkin. And I want you to think for a moment. Just think for a moment as you look at your piece of bread. What does it mean that God has taken you, or is now in prefers the word chosen? What does it mean for you that God has chosen you? You're welcome to write down a thought or to just hold that. Look at the piece of bread. What does it mean to you that God has chosen you? Henry Nouwen continues in his book. He writes, from all eternity, long before you were born and became part of history, you existed in God's heart. Long before your parents may have admired you, or your friends acknowledged your gifts, or your teachers or neighbors or community or colleagues or employers encouraged you, you were already chosen. The eyes of love had seen you as precious, as of infinite beauty, and of eternal value. How easy do you find it to believe deep in your heart that God has chosen you? Do you have any other voices which tell you that you are unimportant or maybe not worthy? How do you react to the idea that you are precious, that you are of infinite beauty and of eternal value? Some verses are going to go up on the screen, and I am going to read them. You may read, like not out loud, but you may read them with me, or you may just simply close your eyes in a posture of prayer while I read them over us. I'm going to pause between each verse. You are one of God's chosen people. You are holy and dearly loved. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. We have been accepted by Christ. God created your inmost being and knit you together in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and all your days were written in God's book before one of them came to be. We are chosen in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in God's sight. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. If you would like, you may write down a word or two or something from one of the verses that Jesus has brought to your heart or to your mind as they were read to you. And I encourage all of you to write on a post-it, "I am chosen by God." How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. I am chosen by God. We're going to read together the first slide that we read again. I'm helping Hannah because I've given her so many slides. Jesus took bread. There we go. So let's read this together again. Jesus took bread. And next, we are going to turn our attention to the second word, that as well as being chosen, we are also blessed. And Henry Nouwen writes, "Many people, and we too at times, feel like victims of a world we cannot change. We hear an inner voice calling us, maybe evil, bad, rotten, worthless, useless, or unlovable. And still I say to you, as a beloved son and daughter of God, that you are blessed." We're going to take a little bit of time now just to count our blessings, as it were, to name those things that we're thankful for. So we're going to give thanks for God, to God, for some of the ways that he has blessed us. So I want you to think of some things that you are grateful for in your personal life and to write that down on your post-it. So let's take a few 30 seconds to do that. Things that you are grateful for and give thanks to God on this day. Communion is a table of community. So if you would like, one way of forming community is sharing. So if you would simply like to just say to your table one of the things that you are grateful for, I would appreciate that. You could just say, "I am grateful for," and say it to the table. Let's take a few seconds to do that. And there's no pressure, but you are invited. Something you are grateful for. Let's just offer thanks for the many blessings. God, thank you that you are a God of deep generosity. God, thank you that you seek to give us, your children, good gifts. Thank you, God, that today we may have spoken words of gratitude that come easily, and so we are thankful for those blessings. And as we dig deeper, may we find the ability to be thankful for your blessings that are given in the times of the storm, in the times of loss, and the times of maybe feeling lost. For God, we want to say that you are good and you bless us each step, each day. Amen. Let's read together the words on the slide. Jesus took bread. Jesus broke the bread. Showing us that his body would be broken for us and for our healing. But the road to our healing in Christ involves us opening up our own brokenness in order that it may be eventually be made whole. Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 4. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that his all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. We are all broken in some way or another because we're jars of clay. We all bear the wounds of hurts, of failures, and of disappointments. And as we open up to our brokenness, we can fully enter into Christ's brokenness for us. We can take up our cross, following Jesus, the man of sorrows, knowing, as 1 Corinthians 1 says, just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. I'm going to invite you to break your piece of bread. And I want you to think about an area of brokenness in your own life. This is not always easy to do. And it may be something that you want to bring to God. Maybe it's a hurt or a disappointment or a fear. And I invite you just to take a moment to talk to God about it. One way you might do this is to say, so I have said lately to God, God, I bring my complaint to you again. I don't like that I have a spirit of complaint within me. I bring this to you again. Would you bring a place of healing to me? We can just offer a place of brokenness to God because he loves us. Take a moment of quiet. There also could be something that you desire to confess to God, something that you're feeling sorry for, something where you've gone off course of the pathway that you believe God desires for you to be on. And so we confess this in order to receive God's forgiveness. And so we're just going to take a moment to confess any failings or any way we feel like we have slipped to our very forgiving God. Let's pause. God, thank you that you are a God of healing, of welcome, of forgiveness, and of setting our feet back on the path that we desire to walk with you. Amen. And now you are going to eat one of your pieces of bread. And as you eat, I invite you to be thankful that Jesus has died for your brokenness, and that he promises us wholeness. So we're going to feed on Christ, and we want to know that this body, his body that was broken for us, nourishes our hungry souls. Take this bread. Mike, can I ask you to serve this end table, the table as well? God, thank you that in your great design, you sent your Son to be amongst us, to model your love, to share your love, and then in front of us show what brokenness is. Thank you that as we eat this bread, we are to do this in remembrance of Jesus' sacrifice for us, with the anticipation of the forgiveness of our sins and our wholeness in Christ. Amen. We're now going to share the cup together. And at this same meal that we have been talking about, Jesus took the cup and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of your sins." So I'm going to ask you maybe just to slide or one person pass a cup to each person, and then we'll wait and we'll drink together. How many do you need?
Bring some back there.
Yeah, is Hannah or Tukunda taking it? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll get another. Does anybody have an extra cup on their table? Here we go. Thanks, Mike. Awesome. So there's words on the screen that say, "The blood of Christ poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sin." And what I'd like you to do is to take your cup and just at your table, just look like you're just going to move your eyes around the table, hopefully catching each other's eyes. And you would say, "The blood of Christ," as we're looking around, we're all going to be saying it together, "The blood of Christ poured out for you." So let's say that together as you look around, and then we'll drink together. "The blood of Christ poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sin." Let's do that one more time. "The blood of Christ poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins." And now we're going to drink this together, and then I will pray. Jesus, as we drink from this cup, which we drink as a symbol of it being your cup of suffering, we do this in remembrance of you. Thank you that in your brokenness and in your suffering, you model to us what the cost of living can be, the cost of giving out love can be. And thank you that as you died, you thought of us, you had us in mind. And so we drink this cup in remembrance of you with thanksgiving. Amen. We're going to read again from the same slide that we've been reading. Let's read together. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. We continue with the bread being given. Once Jesus had broken the bread, he gave it to the disciples. He gave his whole life for the whole world. And Jesus has chosen me, and he has chosen you. And as we live in him, he gives us as a gift to the world. Henry Nouwen wrote, "It is only as people who are given that we can fully understand our being chosen, blessed, and broken. In the giving, it becomes clear that we are chosen, blessed, and broken, not simply for our own sakes, but so all that we live finds its final significance in its being lived for others." We're going to do another moment of reflection when we think about being given. But before we do that, some of us who have journeyed with the gathering for many years, we will remember the illustration of a plate broken. And then Lois took it back to her home and she beautifully put it back together. But what we recognize is the cracks are still there. And this one piece, just as a little, you don't want to touch it too much because it will really break off. And this is an illustration of broken being made beautiful and whole again. And then we take ourselves as broken people, and now we have a place from which to serve others. In our brokenness, we can offer and serve others. So in this time, I invite you to think about where might God be calling you to give yourself for the sake of others? Where is your area of ministry or service? You can take a moment just to think about this. You can write it down on your post-it. Where is God calling you to give yourself for the sake of others? Where might your area of ministry or service be? I want you to look at the piece of bread that you have left, the piece of bread that you broke. And I want you to imagine that this represents the offering that you can give to others in our world. And so at your tables, I am going to invite you just to give your piece of bread to another person as a symbol of giving yourself to another. We're not going to eat this bread because now we're passing it all around the table, but I invite you to receive a piece of bread from someone else. And again, as we're doing this, we are imagining that we are taking ourselves, chosen by God, and giving ourselves to another. So at your table, give each other pieces of your bread. You can pass them all around. Give it to more than one person. So now you're sharing the bread, remembering that I'm not going to invite you to eat this piece of bread. Share this bread with one another. No, we're good. We're going to continue singing in just a moment. And so, Hannah, there's a prayer that we can put up on the slide, please. Thank you for joining in communion in this way this morning. My hope is that something that spoke to you this morning will be sealed on your mind or in your heart, that you will receive God's love, receive God's forgiveness, and receive God's invitation to go forth and give. Let's pray together the words on the screen. Jesus, thank you for your body, taken, blessed, broken, and given for us. Thank you for taking, blessing, breaking, and giving us your body for the sake of the world. We go from here in your power and for your glory. Amen. I am going to invite us. We're not going to move our chairs, but it's helpful with singing. We're going to just go and find a place to stand, and Chris and Amanda will lead us in our final song. But you don't need to take a chair because we're going to be released without having to sit down again, as it were. So let's go back and find a place that we can join in singing together.